Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
The phrase, "the rich should pay their fair share," has become a favorite talking point of folks on the left pushing higher taxes and more government spending. But a new study from the Kansas Policy Institute suggests wealthy Kansans are already paying more than their fair share of the state's income tax burden. The report also argues that if Kansans want to attract businesses and jobs and investment, the answer isn't higher taxes, it's lower taxes. Well, gee, that's like common sense. Spending restraint and economic growth. Joining us now to discuss the findings is Dave Traubert from the Kansas Policy Institute. Dave, thank you for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Thanks, John. It's good to be here.
Let's start with the headline. Your study says wealthy Kansans already pay more than their fair share. What data did you look at and what did you find?
Well, first of all, John, this is not necessarily a new study. It's an update of data that comes out every year that many organizations look at. We're just trying to help people understand that most of the time when they're told the rich aren't paying their fair share, the people saying that really don't know what that means.
Big shock.
They don't know how to describe. Like, so you say, well, what is the fair share? And you kind of, they're stumped. And so this was just an opportunity. We saw some new IRS data came out. So we got the data from the Kansas Department of Revenue just to point out that, once again, the people with the highest incomes are paying the highest share of tax. In fact, they're paying more. The Department of Revenue, their top category is $250,000 and more. In 2024, that group controlled about 34% of the income, and they paid 40% of the income tax. So the question is, what's not fair about that?
Yeah, and you know, progressives often argue that the wealthy aren't paying enough. The government needs to tax them more. But then the question, of course, follows up is, well, how much? I mean, do you take half their income? Do you take 65-75% of their income? How much is much? And of course, if you talk to, you know, the folks in the K-12 system, they would say it's never enough. But you know, how much is, I mean, what is the number? Do they ever have that number for you? How much do they want?
No, they really don't. And you know, I mean, again, to be fair, a lot of people saying that are just being told. They've been told, for example,
right,
that, you know, rich people pay next to no income tax. They have loopholes. Well, they're not loopholes. They're legal options to reduce your income tax available to everyone. But they never talk about the reality, which is, you know, you look at the IRS data, people earning over $1 million, this is from 2022, accounted for 17% of the income. They paid 32% of the income tax. And it's that way until you get on federal data. It's that way until you get below 100,000, well, 100 to 200,000, actually. They're paying a little bit less. They have 25% and pay 19%. and it continues to go down to where like 25 to 50, which isn't a lot of money. They account for 9% of the income, but they only pay 3% of the tax. So that's the way a progressive tax system works. When you have higher rates for higher levels of income, the people at the top of the income tree will always pay the highest effective rate and pay the bulk of the income tax.
Yeah. And, you know, the other one that's interesting is, and people forget that Kansans earning under $25,000 actually have a negative effective income tax rate. They pay zero effectively after the 2024 reforms, correct?
Yeah. I mean, before the 2024 reforms, we looked at 2020 for comparison. People earning between zero and 25,000 of adjusted gross income collectively had a liability of about $22 million. Now in 2024, it's a negative $11 million. And so a good bit of that is going to be refunds,
right?
Of, you know, actually paying negative taxes. So it's, there's, you have, you saw the, and remember when, the 2024 plan was being discussed, the pushback benefits the rich. Well, everybody's in the lower bracket, their effective tax rate declined. There's only one that didn't, and it happens to be the highest.
The wealthy,
bracket,
right.
The 250 and right. over, their effective tax rate is still 4.2%. And they're paying, their share of the tax went up. Before this, they were paying 34% of the total. Now they're paying 40. Because what happens is when you reduce the tax on income, on productivity, basically, you're encouraging people to go earn more. Of course, a lot of this in individuals is small business. There's a greater incentive to go out and earn more money. It's worth more. And so what you see is people at all levels, you see returns, people moving up through brackets into the next bracket. And everybody benefited from this.
I know I've got to let you run, Dave, but one of the other things I wanted to ask you real quick was your report argues that Kansas still remains uncompetitive compared to neighboring mm-hmm. states. How much does our current tax structure contribute to that and population loss, economic growth, and businesses choosing to invest elsewhere? Because I don't think we're ever going to fix this problem until we start really addressing our income tax structure in Kansas.
Well, let me put it this way. People in Kansas and across the country have at least 25 options that are a better tax deal than Kansas offers. That's not competitive at all. Yes, it's not as bad as it was before 2024, but a lot of states are reducing taxes and creating a better value proposition. That's why when you look at the states, you know, our annual Green Book report we've talked about before, the states with lower tax burdens are gaining people from domestic migration. The high burden states are losing people. It's not the only thing, but it's a big part of why people choose to move and why businesses choose, whether it's to leave New York or California. You look at the domestic migration, the people, the ones who are moving to Kansas are mostly moving from high tax states. The ones that are leaving here are going to lower tax states. So right. Yes, Kansas is a better deal than California, but even Oklahoma, Arkansas, and certainly Florida and Texas and South Dakota are even better than that.
If folks want to read this study, if they want to see the details of it, they can find it at sentinelksmo.org, correct?
That's it.
Dave, I appreciate you as always. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. And, of course, happy Father's Day, my friend.
Thank you, John. Same to you.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.